We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
Joining us live here at the Mackinac Policy Conference is Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield from Levering. I've never been there, which is in northern lower Michigan. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Chatfield. I know, the auto insurance reform legislation is going to be signed into law, and I know you were very much involved in that. But you know what people want to talk about is the roads. What, in your opinion, needs to happen? Do you favor the governor's plan to improve the roads?
Well, first off, good morning. Welcome to the island. It's good to have everyone here in northern Michigan. And you are right. We had a big win last week regarding car insurance, and that's something we've debated for 30 years. We finally found some consensus and saw some reform, and I think that's a great platform to build off of to ensure our roads are fixed. So when we entered into this session this year, House Republicans had three main priorities. One was criminal justice reform, one was car insurance, and the third was roads. And I think everyone has identified our roads need more funding, and that's step one. But I will tell you this, I'm not going to have a conversation about new revenue until every penny that's paid at the pump is a penny that goes towards roads.
Is that not happening
now?
That
is not happening right now. In Michigan, you know, when you look at the United States of America, we pay in the top five at the pump of all states in our country. But we're in the bottom five when you look at the percentage that we dedicate towards roads.
Are you willing to meet maybe halfway to this 45-cent increase in tax?
I think it's short-sighted to only look at a gas tax. I think what we need to do is to ensure that, number one, we're being responsible with the money that's already being paid at the pump. The people of the state of Michigan pay enough at the pump right now.
Where is that money going?
Well, so we pay a sales tax at the pump, which we're one of only two states that pay a sales tax at the pump. And what we need to ensure is that the money that's being paid at the pump goes towards roads. So I would like to see the sales tax phased out at the pump, and it can be replaced with a revenue-neutral gas tax, and we're going to find an additional $900 million just by simply doing that. And that needs to be step one.
What step? So what plan do you have? Because one of her complaints, the governor's complaints, is Republicans haven't come out with a plan for the roads, and she's waiting to hear what you have to offer.
Well, you know, in 2015, we were told that our roads needed an additional $2 billion. That's when I was in office in the House, and we came up with a plan that dedicated $1.2 billion to the roads. And it's important to note that when Granholm left office, we were funding our roads at $2.8 billion. When Governor Snyder left office, we were funding them at 4.3, an over 50% increase in 8 years. The fact is, it's not enough. We've come a long way. But now we are transitioning our focus to roads and to the budget. And you know what? The same way that we found consensus on car insurance, we will reach a consensus on this issue.
Car insurance, though, how much was Dan Gilbert a factor in this deal that you made? Did he put pressure on the GOP and the Democrats to come together?
I think victory has a thousand fathers, and when something this large is tackled early on in the term, you can point to one thing or another to say this is why it happened. But I think, you know, ultimately, we were all at the table, we identified a problem, and we found a consensus. And that's how government is intended to operate, because I do believe car insurance is the single largest issue that's facing our state and holding us back from taking the next large economic steps. So this was a big win for the people, but a big win for our institution as well.
And just quickly, you are from northern lower Michigan. You are not from the Tri-County area. Does Public Act 51 need to be changed so that the areas with the heaviest, most traffic get most of the cash for the roads?
Yeah, I think, you know, Public Act 51 is kind of a focus on the formula and how it's divvied up. I think rather than trying to slice up the pie a different way, we need to ensure that we have a bigger pie that's going towards roads. And that's going to be the main focus right out of the gate, is ensuring that we have more money going to roads rather than just divvying it up a different way.
Roads are a lot nicer up here than they are in Southeast
Michigan.
Yes,
they are.
Well, it's beautiful in northern Michigan. Everyone's welcome to come on up here all summer long.
Bring your roads down south. That'd be nice. Lee Chatfield, as always, thank you so much. Good to have you.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.